Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Thursday, December 2nd. First, the weather. It'll stay sunny and get a little hotter, with a high around 80. At night, it'll drop to the low 60s. Let's get things started with COVID. Masks will now be optional indoors for Archdiocese of Miami school children, if parents sign all the necessary papers. The Archdiocese will allow parents and legal guardians to sign forms allowing unvaccinated and partially vaccinated students to opt out of having to wear a mask indoors in schools, effective immediately. The form can be found on the Archdiocese website, along with the new mask policy. Masks were already optional indoors for fully vaccinated students and teachers who provided Department of Health vaccination cards to the school. In early November, public schools in Miami-Dade and Broward allowed parents to opt out of mask mandates. In food news, the restaurant that jump-started Miami's Design District is open again after a 4-month shutdown. Just in time for its 15th birthday, Michael's Genuine has reopened after an expansion and redesign. There's new decor and kitchen space twice the size of the original. There's a bigger and brighter dining room with high ceilings and a renovated courtyard. There's even a retractable roof. The menu underwent a renovation with some new additions. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In court, an employee for NASA working at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida was placed on leave in 2018. Federal court filings say he was accused of sending harassing and threatening emails from his work account. Investigators later discovered the emails weren't real. The employee's ex-wife, 47-year-old Stacey R. Caravana, was accused of making up the allegations. Federal prosecutors said she used doctored emails and fake text messages to spur an investigation by the NASA Office of Inspector General against the employee. She was going through a divorce with him at the time. Carova pleaded guilty earlier this year to knowingly making a false statement in connection with a federal investigation. This week, a judge sentenced her to time served and 1 year of supervised release. Caravana, who is from Rockledge, Florida, has been in custody since pleading guilty in June. In South Beach, the planned closing of 12 sidewalk cafes in South Beach will be delayed at least 2 weeks. It comes amid a flurry of lawsuits restaurant owners have filed against the city over a new law that places enhanced restrictions on businesses applying for outdoor dining permits. The restaurants located on Ocean Drive, Lincoln Road, and Española Way were supposed to close their outdoor cafes by Tuesday after the city denied their permits. But they're staying open for now. The city this week agreed to delay their shutdowns pending a December 14th court hearing. That's when a Miami-Dade circuit judge is scheduled to decide on a motion that seeks to temporarily block the city from enforcing the closings. And finally, a blissfully quiet final few weeks in the Atlantic Basin marked the end of another record-breaking storm season that once again left South Florida unscathed. The rest of the country wasn't as lucky, as Hurricane Ida rapidly intensified into a major storm faster than Louisiana could call for evacuations. The aftereffects of Ida then swung northeast, bringing extreme rain that drowned dozens of people in their cars and basements. At least 6 months stand between South Florida and the next hurricane season, when our luck will be tested once again. A growing body of research shows that storms are growing stronger faster, a trend that will challenge coastal cities' ability to safely move residents out of danger zones. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.